right. Well, good morning, and allow me to officially say welcome to our weekly Be Your Best Leadership Call, or it's now being known as a weekly Kickstart Call, kicking off another super, ultra, awesome, fantastic week. I already know it's going to be an incredible week, and I know we're going to go out there and change lives, impact people in a great way, and I want to thank all of you for taking a little time out this morning to be on the call with us. And I, for those of you who are brand new and just dialing in for the very first time, let me just say welcome. My name is Josh Clark, and I have the privilege of serving as your Vice President of Sales for North America. And I'm only here, I'm only with you all because somebody cared enough about our family 25 years ago to share the gift of NeoLife. And let me just remind you, if they hadn't been persistent, if they had not been persistent, our family would not be here today, and I don't believe my mom would be with us today because she spent years suffering from poor health due to missing organs from a sledding accident. And I'm just so grateful that at the age of 14 years old, somebody shared these products that completely turned our family's life around. Our mother was back and in great health. And that's where my passion comes from and my conviction that we must together, we will end the trend of sickness across North America. I tell you what, recently Bloomberg News front page headline said Americans are retiring later, dying sooner, and sicker in between. And the World Health Organization says 3 out of 4 deaths by 2020 will be due to chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, cancer. And you know what? You and I know that lifestyle plays an important role when it comes to fitness, diet, and even weight management and even supplementation to help fill gaps in our diet. So I want to thank all of you for sharing, caring, being bold this past week. And again, welcome to all of those on the call, on the very first call. All right. Now, I also want to give you a quick update on some things before I jump into the interview. I am out in California, and I know each week I'm asked, where are you on this 365-day tour? Well, I am out here in California in the office today. I had a great week of meetings last week with our international executives from all across, the world. And very, very encouraging. In fact, I said this a couple of times, and others said this to me as well, just in private conversations, that this was the most exciting end-of-year international management meeting that we've attended. Whether it was just looking at the exciting strategies ahead for the next 5-10 years, or whether it's looking at this past year as we all reported in from our markets, what was happening. Very, very encouraging times. Very exciting to see. As Simon, our speaker of North America, our COO said to me the other night, the final night, he said, Josh, I've just been looking, looking at the numbers from every which way what's happening in North America. He said, this is exciting. He's like, I mean, this is really good. And I said, I know, it is. It's very exciting. It's encouraging to have, and that's because of all of you. I share that because that's exactly the context of Simon and my conversation. That thanks to the incredible leadership, even when you look at international presence team members who have been around for a long, long time, who have had an incredible year, I want to thank all of you. If you've been around a long time that are coming out of, many of you coming out of management phase to go back into active building stage because of these exciting, unprecedented times that we're in. And those of you who are brand new, just joining us, thank you for making 2017, it's not even over yet, an incredible year. In fact, the best year since I've been here at NeoLife. By far the best year, and you all have made that a reality. Thank you. Also, I want to encourage you about the rally coming up. Speaking of timing, I'm reading again for probably the third time the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, and John Maxwell talks about the law of timing and that leaders understand that, know how to leverage times, and the chapter before was about sacrifice. They are willing to make the sacrifices to make the impact. And all great leaders are willing to do that. And I tell you what, I'm asking each and every one of you, if you believe the time is now, if you believe that the world more than ever needs what we're offering, from the new health products to the business opportunity, if you're excited as I am about this major product launch, products being launched, I'm asking you, please join me in over the holidays being very, very intentional, putting together a list of people, making a goal right now, how many people will you get to rally, and then committing to it. Because if you haven't heard this, please hear this, and please get this out to your team. We are launching these products, pre-launching them at the rally. You can purchase them that day and that day only. They don't officially launch until April. But if you're at Rally, you'll be able to get as much of these products as you want. And let me tell you, if you see our pre-launch strategy that we're going to send you home with, you'll realize it's absolutely critical in order to get a 30-month jump on your business in 2018. You absolutely need to be there. You need to get your team there. You get your products, these products in your hand. We're going to have toolkits designed to help you take these products and go out there, sample them, experience them, and we're even going to set you up the strategy to be able to take pre-sales with, you know, the best opportunity, though, to purchase will be at the rally. Free gifts, amazing opportunity right then. We're going to really incentivize you and your team to take action to get set up. But after that, the products don't officially launch till April, but you'll have products in your hand to go out and experience, sample, test them out in the marketplace. And when they experience them, they're going to want to pre-order the products, and we're going to have a strategy so you can take pre-orders. And so the whole thing, though, is contingent upon you being at Rally so that you're able to be set up as a pre-launch partner. So and this is a great opportunity for you to be looking for new business leaders, saying this company is going to, in an unprecedented way, it's going to be the first in our industry pre-launch this breakthrough. So it's very exciting. And again, you'll want to be there. If you're not there, what's going to happen is you're going to end up wanting to purchase tickets last minute to the next rally, whether that's Canada, whether that's LA, because you're going to realize, okay, I get it. I got to be there to be set up to be in business. And in the meantime, one last thing, up until rally, first half of the day, be focused on products. Second half of the day will be focused on business. You want to start looking right now saying, listen, they're doing a major launch. Don't know what it is entirely, but what I do know is this. It's worth one day based on what I've seen over the past 60 years of this company. It's worth one day for you to come check this out because I want to ask you to be a pre-launch partner with me, part of my pre-launch team. We're going to get a major head start. You know, we're going to have a first mover advantage. And so, again, can't emphasize that enough. All right. Now, last thing I want to do is I want to recognize a few folks before we jump into this interview. And these are people who have been out there sharing, caring, making a difference, and the results speak for themselves. We cannot end the trend. Let me say this again. We can't end the trend without enrolling people in our wellness club. You know, we can have the best intentions in the world, but at the end of the day, and I was having coffee this morning with a guy who's in end-of-life insurance. He helps people to be able to age in place, to be a quality of life in their last remaining years. He's very passionate about what he does. But he was sharing with me, which he's on his way out of that because he's finding he's making a greater impact with Neolife. But what was interesting is he was sharing with me that without having benchmarks, he's watched this for many, many years. He said, I love what I do. I'm very passionate about it. But if I didn't have benchmarks, if I didn't have goals, if I didn't have weekly calls, monthly calls where my sales leader recognizes how many people we've enrolled, recognizes, lets us know, encourages, follows up, asks, how can I serve you? How can I support you when our numbers are struggling? He said, the reality is the best intentions don't get you very far. In fact, the road to hell, they say, is paved with good intentions. So that's why this Achievers Club, that's why I recognize every call, because like it or not, the science of achievement absolutely shows that when we set goals, when we measure our progress, we end up doing much, much more. Regardless of how noble the cause is, we do more, we impact more by measuring, by keeping track of these indicators. So that's why I encourage you to aspire to be in here. These are Achievers Club 10 and above from the month before. In other words, Achievers Club 10 and 15, all 5, 10, and 15, though, from last month were recognized in the team talk, which goes out the 15th of each month. So here we go. Achievers Club 10, Allison Vargas, Melanie Davis, Gabriela Martinez de Lopez, Nada, Saint Germain, Fazala, Ali, and Jamil Nasser, Debbie and Bob Plouffe. That was Nasser. Debbie and Bob Plouffe, Samuel Sannon, Henry and Mary Ellen Vandenbrink, Katie McGee, Ryan and Perrin Archer, Sandy Taylor and Minnie Burton, David Smith, Jordan Carey, Wilson Charmelis, Mary Ruddick, Emily Hengstepper, and Achievers Club, Achievers Club 15, Kevin and Carrie Dick, David Sergar and Beth Ray, Shelley and Brad Sheridan, Silveria and Ann Salinas, Shelley and Gary Lazone, Allison Wilson, Ada and Paula DiJacopo. By the way, Shelley and Gary Lazone, that's the guy I was talking about this morning at coffee with that was sharing with me the importance of this, setting goals and measuring it and how that's affected him in his industry. But Allison Wilson, Ada and Paula DiJacopo, Cynthia Zampanta and Joseph Infante, Chad and Janice Johnson, Jessica Rodriguez, Russell Burr, Katie and Elijah Vogtberg, Richard Johnston, Martha Andrade and Sam Lara, Jean McEwen, and Barbara Mosley. In third place, Linda and Richard Burr, Claudette Lockerbie, and Rumel and Anderson Dubrun. Both Claudette and Rumel and Anderson were tied with 37 points each. And now I want to encourage you to go to the back office, log in, and take a look at the 90 Days of Fall. This measures not just whether or not you're in the club, but our top 20. And what's amazing is just in the last 60 days, we have people with 74 Achievers Club points in just over 60 days. Is that amazing? I'm just going to recognize the top five, but I want you to check out the top 20 in 90 Days of Fall in the back office. Number five, Katie and Elijah Vogtberg, as of just minutes ago. Claudette Lockerbie in number four with 46 points. Third place, Shelley and Brad Sheridan with 53. Second, Chad and Janice Johnson. And by the way, third, that's Canada, representing Canada. Great job. Second, Chad Janice Johnson with 60. First is Rumel and Anderson Buebrun. All right. Well, thank you so much for going out there, sharing, caring, getting past yourself, and being on the leaderboard, daring to do that, to challenge all of us to be our very best. And now I get the privilege of introducing to you our special guest, our rising star out in the field, Michelle Koval, brand new Emerald Director, mother to seven, a brand new grandmother. Honestly, at this moment, I can't think of a younger looking grandmother that I know. Anyway, it must be the meal life. Fitness trainer and Emerald Director. They also adopted two children. Chelsea and I have been privileged to get to know Michelle through the years and just what an amazing person she is. But I've asked her to come on, share a little bit of her journey, her story. Something else that's inspired me about her journey is that she's overcome some real challenges. But she's, rather than letting her weaknesses define her, those challenges or what we might consider as weaknesses in her life, she is instead focused on developing her strengths, and she's an incredible role model in her church, in her community, in her homeschool community, and as a mother and as a grandmother now and as our friend. Michelle Koval, are you with us?
I am. Thanks for having me, Josh.
Well, Michelle, thank you for being with us. And I guess let's begin with, there's so much of your story that I'm excited about jumping into, but let's begin with, how did you learn about Neolife?
I actually went to a homeschool fair, and I met your wife, Chelsea, at a booth, and I got to know a little bit about Neolife, but then we happened to be in the same homeschool co-op. So after getting to know Chelsea, we're both pregnant with our sons at the same time, and I had gotten to a point where I couldn't lose weight anymore, and I was doing everything I thought I should and could be doing, and Chelsea was losing weight. So I wanted, you know, that's how I got introduced to the product, just trying to figure out how I could lose those extra baby pounds.
Wow. And how are you doing today at maintaining that healthy weight and fitness level?
Yeah, you know, I get that sometimes because people look at me like, well, you don't need to lose weight. I'm like, no, I don't, but I did. And I said, that kind of tells you how great these products are, that 7 years ago when I tried to lose the weight, I've not put it back on. I've not joined that yo-yo because Neolife taught me how to be healthy and keep it off. And now 7 years later, I'm still down to a comfortable size for me.
Wow. Well, congratulations on maintaining your health and staying so young. So how have the products not only helped you, but also your family?
We have so many good testimonies. My son, who had had two asthma attacks with breathing treatments by the time he was 6 months old, he had one about 4 months, one about 6 months, he was able to completely get off of any kind of allergy medicine or the asthma inhalers. He just would take the kids Neolife, and then we, every time he'd get a cold, we'd give him the tray, a shot of tray in the morning, a shot of tray at night, and then 5 days later or so, there's no cold, so there's never any anything that goes into his lungs that causes the asthma. And then one of my favorite testimonies from my family, because we have so many, is my daughter, Flavia. She still has Hashimoto's disease. But through the products and taking them 6 months, she is completely off of medication. She just supplements and eats the right diet, and she's doing great.
Wow. Well, and let me remind everybody that, Neolife's products are not intended to cure, prevent, but it is amazing what happens when you combine good quality nutrition, fitness, exercise, diet, and fill these gaps in our diet. And what an incredible example your family's been of, I call it a civic responsibility, to take responsibility. It's our civic responsibility, take responsibility for our health and our children's health, to give them that head start. And Michelle, I know that you're also big about not just supplementing the gaps, but exercise and fitness. And can you speak to how the products have helped you to stay fit? And asking you that question, I think about the latest headlines just in the last few weeks showing that obesity rates are as high or higher than ever, and that a child, when I was flying out here a week before last, that a child today has a 57% chance of being obese. And if they're obese as a child, they can have as high as a 90-something percent chance. So could you speak to that, how the products help your family to stay not just healthy, but manage your weight and fit?
So I love that they have the challenge for weight loss. And that's what really got me started about, I guess, 3 years ago. I was inspired to not only maintain my weight and eat healthy, but to really start to exercise and learn more about that. So through that Be Your Best Challenge, I decided that I was going to be, I had witnessed, I'm drawing a blank right now, her name.
Kendall?
Karen Thompson.
Oh.
She had
Karen,
gotten
yeah.
her personal training certification. And I thought, that's what we need. That's what I'm missing. So I went ahead and I got my personal training certification, and I've used that to just host boot camps, because I want everybody to, I offer free boot camps Monday, a lot of times Monday through Friday. I do them in the morning. I do them when they're a little bit convenient for me, but I try to post out there and ask questions when might be convenient for others. And then I post my workouts online so that my friends and family and people I come in contact with, can go on there. So I'm trying to take out that excuse, because not all of us, even sometimes in the morning, I don't want to work out. I'm walking down the stairs. I've got my shoes on. I'm not really feeling like it, but I'll get down there. And once I get going, I know I'll feel better. So
yeah.
That's one thing I like about the treadmill, is that it kind of forces you to go until you want to.
Well, I know that feeling. I felt the same way this morning. When I went for my jog, but afterwards you feel so good. So let's talk about that for a moment. Do you have people in your team that are in the fitness and weight loss challenge?
Yeah, and I actually have a couple of people who've won before too, in the different challenges. We're all getting ready to, we're talking to people right now about, okay, well, what's going to be our new, getting people motivated for the new year? What's something else? What's a step further that we can take to challenge ourselves? And then some people are trying to put, everybody wants to push everything to January, but it's like, okay, well, let's not forget about December. you know, let's start baby steps. Let's start adding or subtracting. You know, let's start lessening our sugars every day, or let's start writing down our diet, you know, what foods we want to eat or don't want to eat. Let's make sure we have meal plans and make sure you take your vitamins. I had a couple people who decided, well, I'm not going to do my shakes, because they were doing the two shakes a day for weight loss. And they're like, well, I'm not going to do my shakes every day or twice a day because, you know, of the holidays. But I told them, it's like, well, you want to feel healthier now. So don't let your vitamins, I know I can't skip on my vitamins because I feel like it, you know, some people have that coffee addiction. I guess I have my vitamin addiction. You know, I can tell when I don't have, you know, give me vitamins and then give me Jesus. So the coffee. But I really do feel like it's made a difference. And actually, a testimony to what the vitamins has done for me, I've had endometriosis forever. I've had multiple surgeries. And it caused a lot of pain and a little bit of fertility problems through the years. Well, I finally figured out that by adding, I got a little help by adding a few extra trinine and the calcium. But this last month, I was pain-free. Like, normally the pain is kind of what tells me, and my pain has been so bad where I didn't really know what bad cramps were. I mean, from high school, I'd miss one day a month because I had, like, labor pain so bad. And that's kind of what, you know, they've been. So to go from that to be able to figure out what kind of nutrition I can put in so that I don't get that pain or the throbbing, you know, some people feel that throbbing pull through their legs. And I've gotten that too. So that's just my passion, to figure out what can help me and my family and what can help others, and then to share that, because I know I'm not the only one dealing with the same issue.
You know what, Michelle, I want to thank you for making the point about, you know, you've been on the products for a few years, and you've seen the benefit and the blessings of that. But, you know, sharing that story that just this past month discovering, you know, how taking extra trinine and extra, what else was it?
CalMag.
And CalMag. You know, that really highlights something that I really wanted to, I've been thinking about lately, and that is just the importance of reminding ourselves of why it's absolutely critical that we follow up with our customers and our promoters to say, how are you doing? How's your health? How are you feeling? You know, how are you? And just listening to be able to help, because you know what? I had the same story like this recently. I had a really good friend who's been even like a mentor to me out in California, this older couple, and helped them out with Neolife, and the vitamins really helped his wife. But she was much better after many, many years, but still didn't have all the energy that she wanted, still struggling and fading out in the evening, which limited their ministry because they had this huge home. They've been blessed with it. They love to share it. They like to have couples over. They like to really invest in younger couples like Chelsea and I, and the impact they've had in our life. But anyway, through following up, and again, there's plenty of room for improvement in our lives as well, but this was an encouraging example. You know, he had come to a meeting right before we left, and I said, okay, you know, Tom, I think you need to take extra trinine. I don't know for sure what's going to do it. I can tell you this, none of this will hurt, but take extra trinine, take liver plus C, a few liver plus C's, and take CoQ10, and even take extra CoQ10. Well, guess what happened? I ended up finding out from another pastor who his wife messaged my wife and said, oh my goodness, Tom is saying this really helped his wife. And what, you know, wow. And then I ended up talking with Tom, and he said the same thing. He said, my wife now has energy to go till something like 10 p.m. at night instead of crashing, you know, before dinner. So anyway, just a reminder, let's all double down on following up with our teams over the holidays. It's the perfect time to call and say, Merry Christmas. How are you? You know, how are you doing? How's your health? And just listening, and that perfect opportunity to serve them and then invite them to rally. So anyway, Michelle, thanks for sharing that. Thanks for letting me go off on that tip you shared. Could we talk about now transitioning the business? What interested you in building the business?
a lot of it. There was. I've always felt like an entrepreneur. You know, I always wanted to build a business. of some sort. And I've been with companies before where, you know, you're building this business and then you introduce other people to the business. And when the way some of these other businesses had worked, that when I would introduce them, I would basically lose business. And then if I didn't have these extremely high volumes that I had to meet a month, then I would get paid nothing off of that. So then I was referring people. I wasn't getting paid anything underneath me. And then, you know, we might be in the same group of friends because, you know, we're all connected in a few different ways. So then I would lose customers because, you know, I would be sharing my customers with these other people. So it just wasn't financially, it didn't make sense for me. And the businesses I was in before, they weren't health and wellness, so I wasn't helping people. I was trying to sell them things that I thought would help them in their home, make their lives a little easier, but I wasn't necessarily helping people be the best them that they could be.
Mm.
So there was that two part, you know.
Yes. You know what's interesting? You mentioned that, how you've been with other companies and also how sometimes you build the business. If you didn't qualify, you get paid nothing. And we had a discussion about that. People on in the management team last week shared some different examples of different companies out there. And it seems like so many of them are really using fear of loss. And it's not saying it's always bad, because there's always, I brush my teeth because I don't want to lose them. But at the same time, this idea of if you don't qualify, you'll lose your entire organization. It's amazing. There's some big companies doing this, and some of the people don't realize it fully, what, you know, how these their compensation plan is set up. But I love that Neolife is, you know, we have people that I see every day that have an incredible retirement plan for their future. And even if they don't qualify, they don't lose their team. That is really cool. I'm glad you shared that. So you've always been an entrepreneur. You've joined some other companies, but you said to me you love the business model, but you've never found a company that did it right. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about some of the goals that you've had for your family and how this business is helping you to achieve that, both personal growth and development, as well as, you know, earning extra income to help provide for the family. Can you touch on that?
Yes. You want me to start with the personal development part first?
Yeah. Yeah. What are some of the challenges that you've overcome in that area?
Okay. So part of my story is that I was diagnosed, I think, when I was about second grade with being dyslexic. And I was already held back in second grade. And it was to the point where my mom says that they wanted to hold me back again. And they said, no, you need to figure out how she needs to learn and you need to help her. So I went on through school in special education classes. I can joke now, but when I was in high school, I think I graduated with a 2.9. And that was when classes like PE and drama and stuff like that, you know, that you always get those A's in, that's when those counted towards your GPA. So, you know, I tried hard, but no matter what I did, I was never a stellar student. I liked math, and that was pretty much it. But, you know, being dyslexic, it affects your reading, and it can affect your speech too. But so there's so many things that I struggled with, either with speaking to people. Sometimes I hear things differently and I'll flip it, or, you know, just that struggling of reading and how it affects every aspect of your life. So then we move forward, and then I, you know, get into this Neolife, and that's the other thing that's been different from anything I've ever done before, is all the personal development. People are sharing audios. Chelsea used to just message me, hey, I saw this MLM Nation, or I heard this, you know, you should really listen to it. It's a good bit of information. So just with her sharing a few of those podcasts with me, then I really started getting hooked on some of these things, and I would listen to them as I ran. I mean, sometimes I'm sitting there running on my treadmill, and then I'm jumping off and I'm taking notes, and then I'm jumping back on. And then we do books, through the
success team.
Thank you. Through that, we have a book that we read each month, and I'm not a super fast reader. I always get the book, because I like to kind of highlight notes and I'll write in my book, but I also get the audio so I can listen to it and read it and kind of go back and forth. But that way too, I'm real to my team. I'm like, okay, well, some people, it's not that they don't like to read, it's that they don't have time. Well, how many of us are stuck in a car? So So if you're stuck in a car, even the Audible books, a lot of times you can play all that through your car. You know, I hook it up on my phone, and then every time I jump in my car picks it up as long as I have it on the Bluetooth. Or, you know, my girls, they have older cars, so even if you have a 2007 or whatever, they sell these little audio wires that you hook up to your phone in the car, and then you can play any kind of audios or the podcast, the Neolife podcast, any of those you can play through your car while you're, you know, driving around. And as soon as you jump in your car, it kind of holds the place for where you left off at last. So just that personal development and knowing, feeding to my strengths. I think for so long, I was just trying to do stuff that was out of my comfort zone because it's not my personality. It's not the way God wired me. But with the Neolife and being able to learn through others in podcasts, really, Smith was a huge inspiration to me because years ago when, you know, I've been going to convention before I could afford to go to convention. We joked that one year, instead of getting diamonds for my anniversary, you know, I was getting convention tickets and I was getting my car wrapped and stuff like that. So, personal development, that's just made a huge difference. And then what was the other part of the question?
Well, let me ask you this before we move on. How do you think that's affected you as a friend, as a mother, as a wife? Have you been able to build confidence through, you know, your commitment to personal growth and development that's been enabled through this business?
Yeah, my husband has been the biggest person or motivator by my side, and he's noticed a huge difference. The other day he was telling me, you know, it's not the strength that you're building or what you're doing. He said it's just who you've kind of become. It's the confidence that you have now that's just is what's inspiring. And then being dyslexic, part of that is kind of hereditary. So I have another child who has been diagnosed with an auditory processing disorder. And through that, you know, through my business, I can tell her, you know, I was kind of like you, but, you know, look what I'm able to do. And I can, so mm-hmm. I kind of take that, the crutch out. It's like we can all become something that we're willing to work for. And I tell them too that I've known some of the smartest people in the world, but unless, you know, the works are followed by that, you know, God gives us gifts, but if you don't do anything with it, then it doesn't matter what gifts you're given. So I think that kind of helps inspire my family.
Yeah.
And they're, sometimes it's not all positive. My kids get wrapped up in the, we get healthy snacks, or, you know, we don't get chips in the house, or, you know, you're not always the favorite, right? But eventually, eventually they become adults and they realize, you know, my oldest, my 27-year-old that has the baby, she didn't always agree with the way we cooked and ate and the things that I said back then. But you know who's the first person to call me all the time now is her. You know, what do I feed my baby? What do I take? Or, you know, I'm getting a cold, or, you know, this is going on. What should I take for this? It's like, they might not want to hear it, but eventually they will.
Wow. There's a lot of moms that are really encouraged hearing what you're sharing right now. And, you know, it's exciting. You talked about the benefit of this business of them watching you and growing into entrepreneurs themselves. And another comment you made was about you'd trade all the development that you've received through this business for what you paid for college. This has provided more growth and development than even what you experienced in college. Did I wrap that up right?
Oh, hands down.
What's that?
Hands down, that's been my number one. I mean, the amount you spend in college, and we're paying some of the stuff for my daughters now, and you're talking thousands and thousands for books. The development I've gotten from the books I've read or from the people I've talked to and the seminars that I've gone to, I go to every rally, every meeting, you know, anything I can wrap my brain around, and then I'm trying to bring my friends along with us.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. What a great story for all of us to go back and share with our team about you going to convention before you could afford to go to convention. And what that's done, how that's paid out in your life across the board, not just through your business. And I echoed all of that completely myself as well. Let's talk about spousal support. under the topic of challenges that you've overcome, I know that Dan has always been supportive behind you, which is more than many people can say for their spouse, maybe at the moment. But can you share how you, but you always wanted something more than that. And can you touch on that and how that's come to reality, come to place?
Yeah. I mean, so I've been with Neolife for 7 years now, or about 6.5 or so. But in the beginning, you know, Dan was always taking the products. He loved the products, has loved them from the very beginning. But he wasn't, you know, he's not into nutrition. So he's like, oh yeah, that's your thing. You just tell me what to take and I'll do it. And it took a while before I even got him to my first shake party. He's like, you should really come see what I do. And every once in a while he'd, you know, talk to a friend at work and he'd say, oh, you need to talk to so-and-so because, you know, I think they could use your help. And then he just, you know, you see all these couples like the Blaines and the Johnsons and, you know, the Thompsons and all these couples and they're working together and they're having fun. And I thought, gosh, I really, you know, that's what I want. I want, you know, I want him to, he is so smart and has a great business. I mean, he's an executive in his company. He does really well, but it's like, part of me is like jealous for that. It's like, I want you offer a part of this team that I can't. So with knowing that, I just, and I'll, every once in a while I tell him, you know, what I think his strengths could be, but the whole not giving up. So I just, okay, you're taking the products and every once in a while I try to sprinkle a little bit of information out there. And I kept inviting him. So we had retreats and I kept inviting him to retreats and, oh, you should just come hang out. People are just, you know, we can go on hikes during breaks or, and this last time I was like, hey, the Blaines and the Chad Johnson's coming down and they're going to be talking. And I think it would just be really good for you to see other successful businessmen who are also joining this business. And he's just doing it for me. I mean, he's just coming to spend time with me. You know, he's probably thinking, oh, I'll spend some time with her in the car and we'll get to talk on the way. And we brought a few of our kids with us because we want them to kind of, you know, the ones who are slightly interested, or even Flavia, who just had her baby and she wants to build a Neolife business to keep pouring into her. So we brought her along too. But I think something clicked. So after all these years, you know, I keep inviting, and it's, you know, it's like with friends or family or anything, you keep sprinkling and you keep saying, hey, you know, come join me. And something clicked at this last retreat and he's like coming up with all these ideas and suddenly he's like, you should do this or you should do this, or we can, you know, have these meetings or, you know, hey, I've got these pillows. You have your little press, right? We can add some of the little Neolife logos to my shirts or send some of them in to get logoed. I'm like, yes, we can. and then now we're talking about his car slightly wrapped. He's got a brown car, so he wants to see what the design will be. So now we're looking at wrapping his truck.
Now that is a big step. Wow. Wow. And let me ask you, speaking of wrapping cars, you've got your Honda Odyssey, beautiful Honda Odyssey with Neolife all over it. What do you think the benefits are of wrapping your car?
Yeah, no, I bought that black Honda Odyssey because I knew I wanted to, like, I based it on the wrap, right? So I had another car before, an older Pilot. I wrapped that. And just with having it wrapped, I mean, people will stop me at Kroger. When I drive to my boot camps, I think I've gotten a lot of people to see kind of, hey, I'm all in. You know, hey, they're seeing me every day, and they're like, okay, well, they'll ask me questions, or they'll see my car around town, or they'll see a couple other distributors that are also in our area, and they'll be like, hey, you know, I saw another one of those vehicles. So it's starting to build that the brand recognition.
Mm-hmm.
But just with having, you know, or they'll see I have jackets that have my Neolife. Just last week, or not, it's been a couple of weeks now, but I was at, I joined a new tennis team and we were taking lessons. So I'm with a new captain and then I'm in a new facility. So there's a brand new coach that's giving us lessons. And after we're all said and done, we're all walking back to our cars together. And two of them see my car. They're like, oh, well, Neolife, what's that? So I'm like, it's my health and wellness company that I work for. And I had invited them both to a meeting that we were having. Neither one of them could come that day, but I've got another one-on-one scheduled with the tennis coach, and that's more, you know, on business side of it, to see if it might be something that would fit into his business. And then I'm going to be meeting sometime soon with the other lady on the team who was interested in the difference with the products that we have and the ones she's taking.
Wow. Well, in transitioning here, what great stories. Thank you for sharing that. I hope that our listeners will really consider not just a sticker on the back. That's great. But I like what you said the other day, how by wrapping the car, it lets people know that you're here to stay, that you're a committed leader. You're not just another person. You know, it's easy to get in this business. It's easy to get out. Same thing's true of real estate. People get their real estate license, and I heard something like 90% never sell the first home. And it's so easy in this business to just get in, have big dreams, and then get out just as quickly without really doing anything. And so that definitely lets people know, like, you're not just dipping your toe in the water. You're really all in and you're committed, which really speaks to your team and inspires them in a much greater way to want to follow and to put their hopes and dreams into this vehicle that can deliver. But moving along, as I see our time dwindling down here, tell me about what you're doing recently just to help people as you're looking for your business leaders to develop into directors. Can you talk about how you're looking and being proactive at communicating that, hey, you're somebody that I thought of you. You're somebody I'd like to work with. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, well, part of this with my upline, you and Chelsea, had challenged me to kind of ask, you know, who do I want to, or who do I think would be a good promoter? And when I thought about it, it's like, well, I don't really know of anybody who wants to be a promoter. But when you kind of change the question of, well, who do you want, you know, who do you want to hang out with? Who do you want to spend your time with and do functions with and do life with? Then it kind of changes the questions like, oh, okay, well, who do I, you know, who is liking the products and who do I feel like, you know, I'd like to spend that extra time with? So I had talked to a couple of my friends, and one friend I called and she sent me straight to the voicemail, so she couldn't talk, but she could message. And a part of me panicked for a second because I thought, well, how am I going to portray this in a message? So I thought about it for a second and I just told her that, you know, I was looking for one more person to add to my three. So I had three people that I was working on in my company and that my director had asked who I wanted to be or who I thought wanted to be a promoter. And I didn't really know of anybody, but when they asked, you know, what friends I'd want to kind of hang out with, you were the first person I thought of, because she was. So, you know, and if it wasn't the first person, if she wasn't the first person I thought of, I just said, you know, I thought of you. But she was the first person I thought of. So I just told her, you know, maybe we can sit down and, you know, I'd love to kind of show you, the business side of it and just to see if it might interest you. And, you know, she wasn't offended. I mean, I think we're all scared of ruining our friendship, but she was appreciative and, you know, she kind of felt the same way. That, yeah, we do have a lot in common. We are like-minded, and this would be fun. So that made that whole thing a lot less scary.
Wow, that's cool. Thanks for sharing that with us and for having the courage to call her up. And like you said, even if they say no, who's going to be offended by, you know, I was asked to think, and I'm asking every one of you, by the way. I'm asking everyone that's listening, who are the next three leaders that you need to develop into directors? And so I want to encourage you, follow Michelle's tip right there and maybe take it from a different angle. Who are three people that you'd like to work with? And I'll tell you what, I was just called recently by somebody who said, you're the person I want to work with. You know what? I want to work with you. And it was bold to try to bring me into another company. And they know I'm an executive in this company and have a large organization. But they didn't back down, and it's not like I got offended. It wasn't like, well, how dare you think so highly of me that you'd want me to be one of your key leaders? Would that offend you? Now, I said no, and I was quite firm with him so that he got the message. But even though I was very firm, I was still flattered that he thought of me. So I really think that tip right there, Michelle, could make a huge difference over the holidays as people are saying, you know, listen, have you ever considered, would you be willing to take a look at this? Maybe you've never thought of this, but I'd love to work with you. And then get them to talk. You know, what would you do if you had an extra 1,000 a month? What would you do if you had an extra 5 or 10? Start getting them to dream, to think, and see if there's any opportunities that might come out of that. So thank you. Can we talk about, as we wrap up here shortly, follow-up? I mean, follow-up is so critical, but you're doing a good job at that, and you have a little system in place. And I'd like to, and you also the other day when I asked you what's working for you, one of the things you said is tracking your activities, tracking your income-producing activities, more specifically. Can you talk about how the success team is helping with that, and what are you doing to stay focused on follow-up?
So our the tracking system that we have through the success team, I'm looking at that sheet every week, and then if I don't have enough follow-ups the week after, then I'm looking, okay, well, why am I, what's wrong with my stream? And it's because I wasn't introducing enough people to the products. So I can see that through my forms and as we've gone on week to week. So they have that income producing where you're sharing the products, you're using the products, you're talking to people about the products, and then you're following up. So I have a notebook that I use. And once I talk to somebody, that a lot of people, they'll tell us, what issues they might be having and what they have tried and what they are working toward. So I keep a list, and it's just like a green sheet notebook paper, and I keep their names down. I write down when I talked to them last. I write down what they're working on, what their specific health challenge or just the health goals that they're working on. And then I try to make sure that I follow up with them, because it's that whole thing that you've talked about before, the love and leave them. We think that, oh, we're getting on with the breakfast pack. They're going to be healthy now and they're good to go. But then they might be experiencing, oh, well, my knee keeps hurting. I've dealt with this little knee injury and I just don't know what else to take. Well, if you follow up with them, you'll know, hey, well, why don't you try this? So then, you're staying up with them. And because you want people to feel like they're important too. I mean, because they are. There a lot of these people that our customers are our friends and our family. So we want everybody to have the best health. And then I'm also offering. You have to offer value no matter where it's at. So not all my value comes from Neolife, but it's a lot of stuff that stemmed from Neolife. So a couple weeks or last week, we did a bread baking class at my house. And we taught people how to make a nice holiday bread. And then we taught people how to make fresh ground wheat. And I showed people, we had people that had never had fresh grounded wheat before and never made their own bread. And it inspired people to, I had a couple friends that were like, you know what, this isn't that difficult. I can grind it in a machine like this. I can throw it in the instant bread maker, and it can make bread that's better for my family. Or have that, to make muffins or something that's better for my family. So just with getting them into that bread class, it's starting to offer value towards healthy living. And then it's something that they're going to, they're going to keep that mindset going, and they're just going to want to improve more and more.
Yes. Speaking of the holidays and the new year and offering value, filling needs, can you speak about the detox? I mean, we're heading, and I want to ask our listeners to kind of, make sure you pay attention to this, because I believe that right now is the best of time to be building the business. Earlier I said reading the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership and the Law of Timing. If you understand the Law of Timing, you're willing to make sacrifices in order to leverage and make the right timing work it and take advantage of it. And right now we are in the right timing. I mean, and for some people, they do nothing during this great timing. The best of times we build in their business. December sets the stage for January. And yet so many scratch their heads, don't understand why 18 won't be what they wanted to be, because they missed out on a critical, critical time. They say, oh, but I like the holidays. I like to just sit back and relax, and it's the busiest time of the year anyway. Da, 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 da. And I get all of those things. I feel the exact same way. But I also enjoy taking my family on vacations. I also enjoy the time freedom this business will provide for you. I also enjoy owning your own business, having a business you can share with your future generations. You know what? I wish that's one thing I don't like about this business. That is one thing. And it's like, I don't like, love my home and don't like cleaning the toilets, Jerry Brassfield said. I'll never forget a couple years ago. I don't like that December happens to be the best time for this business, but it's a small price to pay to enjoy all the benefits that come the whole rest of the year. So speaking of detox, you are an absolute detox queen. I mean, if that's okay to say, you have sold maybe more detoxes than anyone else. I don't know. I have to go back and look at one time you had. But what would you say about detox and leveraging this time of the year?
I think Julia Nelson's got me beat, but her and I work really well together too. And we're not on the same team, just as a little side note. But so as far as the detoxes go, I tell everybody, it's like, everybody is not going to be thinking January 1st, oh, what do I do, you know, for their goals for the year. Everybody's thinking now what they're going to get started with on January 1st. So if we're not introducing them to the detox now, if we're not telling them about how they can lose weight, if we're not telling them that we have these awesome products like Lipotropic and Glucose Balance that will, you know, game changers there, then we're missing out because people are making their plans now for January 1st. And then I've got a lot of friends, too, who are teachers. So, you know, I'm telling them now, you've got to get, let's order these detoxes now. You don't have to do it tomorrow. You don't have to do it next week. But if you don't have it for when you're ready, you know, that moment's going to pass you by because, you know, you got to wait on shipping and things like that. So it's like, well, let's just go ahead and get these detoxes ordered, and then you'll have them for when you need them. And I've had so many people who have done so many different detoxes to kind of show you the difference between our detox and so many other detoxes. I have a friend who is in her early 60s, and she had back injury and has had two major back surgeries that have gone kind of wrong. So she's had to take medication. Well, the medications are painfully constipating. So not all of this has to do with, you know, losing weight. Some of it's just getting healthier. So there's a lot of people who are dealing with constipation, and that can help their health right there. So she went on that she had tried almost every, she lists them out and tried just about every detox on the market. And she took ours, and she said not only did it help her body go for that time period, but it also continued on. And then it helped her with other products that would help her, you know, go through the months before she would do her next detox. And I tell people, too, it's that whole, you know, we can't work against our brain. And that's the whole thing about the detox is it's resetting our gut. So, you know, we've got that bad bacteria that's kind of telling our brain, hey, we want those chips, we want those candies, we want Christmas cookies, hot chocolate. So we need to kill all those bad bacteria, flush it all out, pull the toxins out, establish a new good bacteria. So then our body's telling us, oh, yeah, broccoli is great. Hey, can I have some fruit? That sounds really good today. That way we're not fighting against our own brains. So that kind of helps get our mindset as we go into the new holidays and start eating healthier. And we get other friends, you know, don't do this by yourself. Ask your husband to do it with you. If the two of you are doing it together, then you're going to be more successful moving forward than if you're trying to go it alone. And then get, you know, more friends to join in.
I love it. I love what you said. Have a bunch of detoxes. Make sure you have them on hand, that you're ready. So, and you're actively talking. And y'all, I want to encourage you, don't, it's going to be easy to say, oh, I already know this, but I think you need to revisit it. Just like me, go back and check out the detox toolkit. I helped put together the detox toolkit, and yet I got to go back and look at it. Okay, what are all the tools I have? What are the techs I have? All this stuff laid out, images. You want to start hitting it now, like she just said. And you will bring in so many people you'd have never brought in any other way than the detox. And they'll want to go ahead and order it now, give it away as gifts now, so that they're ready the week between Christmas and New Year's, or maybe it's the week after, or maybe it's right now. But you got to talk about it right now so that they're thinking about you and they think, what should I do? What should I do? A little change, a little way to start the year off right. I mean, people buy gym memberships in droves at the busiest time of the year. Busiest time of the year. If gyms laid low in December and January, they'd be out of business, just completely out of business, because people buy most of their memberships this time of the year. Okay, like, oh, I need to do something right in January. Let's go ahead and get a membership, be ready. So again, work your business now, get the detoxes on hand. How many people are, now we're going to wrap this up here. We got to end this thing in just like 2 minutes. Really quickly, three last questions that I think can have quick answers. How many people are you bringing to Rally? How important is Rally to you in, for 2018? And I know you were bragging about your team, so I want to give you a chance, and I was talking to you the other day about your team and what's happening there, and then the future. So Rally, team, and future, and we'll close with that.
All right, so Rally tickets. I'm bringing it. I'm committed to 20 this year. I got 10 last year, and I'm committed to 20 this year, and I've already bought most of my tickets. And the reason why I make sure I buy them way ahead of time is because they actually send you the ticket stubs, and then when you put those in the hands of the people who you want to go, and I sell all my tickets. Last year, I've done it a lot of different ways. I bought people tickets. I've told them, hey, come on, you know, just whatever. But last year when I actually sold the tickets, I was like, and I offered values, like, hey, I can buy you tickets right now for $8, or it'll be $15 at the event. But the information that we're going to get is really going to kickstart your new year in January on how to be healthier and help lead your family. The other thing is Rally tickets, and then I'm already losing track.
And by the way, y'all, stay on just for another second. I'm going to give you a tip about Rally to help you promote Rally, a tip that I don't think you know about one of our speakers. So, but yeah, the last thing is your team and how you feel about the future.
So my team, I have Denise, who is going to be coming on strong this year. I just know she is because she's and passionate about the product. She loves the products. I have Martha, who I'm really trying to get to work with me. She is doing great with the products. She's sharing them with her family, her friends. And she's actually even come alongside of me. This summer, we were helping people come on. She went through the initiative to learn my routines and got, I gave her some of the music I use so that she could fill in. And we already have a plan this year to so she can fill in for routine, boot camps when I can't be there. I have a friend, Jody, who they're getting on the products or they've been on the products and, you know, I'm introducing him to the business. And then my daughter, Flavia, who's like, okay, I can see where I'm using my energy for something that's not money producing. So, you know, even just getting that whole mindset of, okay, this isn't money producing. But if I start focusing more of my extra time on Neolife that is income producing, then I can not only help people but earn an income that I need at the same time.
That's great. It's great that you're inspiring your children that way. They want to be a part of this. Okay, and the future.
Future. I'm Sapphire. I'm going to be walking across that stage. But actually, my friends, I want to build directors. More than that, you know, you can't do anything by yourself. So my passion, my goals for this year are to get two people join world team and see how big of a difference we can make this thing explode.
Yeah. Awesome. Michelle, thanks so much for being with us. And hang on, folks. I got one thing to share with you about a speaker that's going to be at Rally. So, but Michelle, thank you. So encouraging. So we're really inspired to get out there and just love, care, share Neolife with our friends and family, seeing how the products have helped you guys and your personal story, how you've really opened up to share about the dyslexia as a child and, you know, being in some of the special classes and, you know, what that would do for anyone to challenge our confidence when we have, you know, have to overcome a challenge like that. It was so encouraging hearing you talk about how this business has helped you in overcoming some of those insecurities that were linked to that and discover your strengths through this business and build upon those. And I love one thing that we didn't really get into, but Michelle shared with me a while back that she opened up and shared a little bit more of that story about her dyslexia, about some of the insecurities, some of the challenges, how she found that people, and I'll tell you, I challenged her to share a little bit more of that. Because sometimes we can be, you know, we're focused on everybody else that we don't share some of our own challenges. Maybe we think it's too much attention on us or whatever, but I shared with her and I'd share with you, open up, share a little bit about that. It's okay. And people say, wow, you know what, maybe I'm not dyslexic, but I have some real fears, some real challenges, some insecurities. Every single one of us do in different areas of our life. And when we share those and we share a hope for the future, it really binds, it really brings people together. It really connects people and it lets them realize that we're real. Jerry spent a lot of, actually, interestingly enough, this past week, Jerry spent some time talking about that, and others did, about it's when we start focusing on our successes and all and don't share those real challenges and insecurities, we really lose people. And the most powerful people in this business, the people that are willing to open up, share a little bit, and through doing that, they identify and connect with others because we're all struggling in different areas. That we all have hurts and pains and things that too often we don't open up, we don't talk about. But when somebody else does, we find it so liberating, so encouraging that they're human too. And like, and in Michelle's case, they're a superstar, rising star as well. So thank you so much, Michelle, for that. Okay, so what's the tip? What's the idea? What's the thing for a rally? Okay, you ready? I want to make sure some of you know this maybe, but some of you may not. Dr. Liz Applegate is going to be at the Canada rally and at the California rally. Now, something about her, and I made these notes as the SAB was giving updates on this past year and then also talking about what is to come. Dr. Liz Applegate is playing a really important role in the busiest activity ever we've ever had on the Scientific Advisory Board. They are busier than ever. We're expanding the team. And as you know, Dr. Liz Applegate was introduced at the convention. She'll be speaking in Canada and in LA. A little bit about her. She's a director of sports nutrition at the University of California, Davis, and a distinguished senior lecturer. She's also a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine and a member of the editorial board of the International Journal of Sports Nutrition and Exercise Metabolism. She's also a best-selling author, has written several books. So, again, there's so many angles to promote this rally from, but I'm just asking you to make recognize the law of sacrifice and the law of timing. Right now, they're both coming together. And we've got to play those cards. Make some sacrifices in the next couple of weeks to really level, double down and get people to rally. Michelle talked about selling tickets to rally. Do whatever it takes. Get them there. And to have someone like Dr. Liz Applegate speaking, launching not just one, but more than one product, multiple products. Really excited about this. Really excited about being first to market. Can't wait to see you all here in rally, at rally. Thanks for all you're doing to make this month your best ever as you build momentum into a 2018 that's not just the best month, but the best year ever. And we're coming off a best year. I want to thank you all for allowing me to be able to report in really, really exciting news. And that was exactly how I opened. I said, thanks to our incredible team of promoters out in the field, ladies and gentlemen, members of the International Executive International Executives for NeoLife. I was so excited to tell them I'm bringing the best news I've ever had to deliver. And there were cheers, a lot of excitement. But I tell you something, I told them, I said, even though this is the best year, this, if you look at my projections for the next year, we're going to blow this past year out of the water. And y'all, I'm very excited about that. We're going to do it together. Thank you for all you're doing. Let's make this month the best ever. See you guys next week. I'm going to lock the lines. And I'd love for you all to say goodbye from your city. And maybe you could say, make it a best week ever. All right, a little energy, a little excitement. We're heading into a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic best week ever.